USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal prosecutors in New York laying out criminal charges against a politically connected billionaire.
First, conspiracy to commit sex trafficking, and second, the substantive crime of sex trafficking of underage girls.
Jeffrey Epstein accused of targeting girls as young as 14 years of age. Kevin Spacey is in a Massachusetts courtroom this morning, the actor facing sexual assault charges, but lawyers have been discussing what happened to the young accuser's cell phone and why it's gone missing. American Coco Gauff has lost her round of 16 Wimbledon match in London today, the 15-year-old losing 3-6, 3-6 to 7th-seeded Simona Halep. But no one as young as Gauff has made it this far at Wimbledon since Jennifer Capriati did in 1991. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
New York City holding a ticker tape parade for the United States women's soccer team after their 2-0 World Cup victory over the Netherlands yesterday. It's their second World Cup win in a row and their fourth overall. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio saying the team will be honored with a parade through the Canyon of Heroes on Wednesday morning. The average price for a gallon of gasoline across the nation was up last week, as we hear from correspondent John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about two-thirds of the country saw increases, with 11 of those states reporting a fluctuation of more than 5 cents a gallon.
An overall upward trend in most areas last week. That's as oil prices actually gave up a little bit of ground to close out the week, falling on Friday to about $57 a barrel. That may lead to a slowdown in the increases that we're seeing across much of the country.
I'm John Clemens.
You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal appeals court will hear a challenge to Obamacare this week that could kill the law once and for all. The 5th U.S. Court of Appeals in New Orleans will hear the appeal of a lower court ruling tomorrow that the Affordable Care Act is invalid. The 2017 ruling was stayed pending appeal. If the appeals court upholds the ruling, 20 million people could lose their insurance coverage, and protections for people with pre-existing conditions would be wiped out as well. In that case, Obamacare would most likely end up back before the Supreme Court. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib is defending her vote against a border funding bill on ABC's This Week. The Michigan Democrat said she voted against that $4.5 billion bill because she didn't want to throw more money at what she says is a broken system. Tlaib was one of the lawmakers who visited a Border Patrol station in Clint, Texas, that has been the subject of widespread anger over allegations that the children there are being held without adequate food, water, or sanitation. Something the federal agency denies. And Justin Bieber is still after Tom Cruise. The pop star had said he was joking when he challenged the actor to a fight last month, but now Bieber has posted a video to Instagram asking that Cruise take the bottle cap challenge. That's where people kick the caps off bottles. No word back from Cruise yet. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.